awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, Monday. It is here. Monday morning.
It feels like the weekend melted away.
It does.
Way too quickly.
Like the snow. Like the ice. Like our hearts.
Yeah. We had a crazy packed weekend.
It was busy.
Yeah.
Busy bees.
Little League tryouts around this weekend.
Yep.
Boys tried out. Did well. Proud of them.
They did really well.
We had the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce Gala this weekend with the governor.
That was a lot of
mayor.
Fun. Got to dress up all swanky.
And Gomez.
Go to a nice dinner. Yeah, Don got to meet the guy that was in Breaking Bad.
That's what was hilarious is it was like, the governor, the mayor, Stephen Michael Quesada from Breaking Bad. He was there too.
And Cynthia was there.
Who's the importantest one?
Our friend Cynthia, she's the one that asked us to help with the Hispano Chamber of Commerce the time that we hosted it.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
That was a good weekend. Man, and then last night, we watched a little something-something. 50th anniversary yesterday, 50 years ago. The Beatles played the Ed Sullivan Show. Gosh! Yeah.
50 years ago. And so
the Ed Sully Show.
I guess they filmed it around the Grammys.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like, huh? Because they were all wearing the same clothes. And
LL Cool J was hosting.
Yeah.
You don't get him twice in one year.
It was the same voiceover chick from the Grammys.
Yeah.
So, they did a Beatles tribute last night. The two remaining Beatles, quote-unquote, reunited.
Yep.
I feel bad for Ringo, man.
I do, too.
He's not...
I don't know what's going on. He's real good at a peace sign.
Yeah.
Peace, peace, peace. And then Paul McCartney's over there just ripping it up.
Yeah. Remember how I'm Paul? I wrote half the songs. I'm the important one. Ringo, go play drums.
Yeah.
Ringo did sing a few.
He did.
Yellow Submarine?
He sang Yellow Submarine. Some others. And then Paul got up there and played Happy Birthday song.
Oh, man. I just felt so bad because it was a tribute for the Beatles, and it felt like it was a tribute for Paul.
Yep.
Because the whole time it was like, this song was written by Paul. Here's another one written by, remember this mega hit, Paul.
Well, I guess
this one, Paul.
Paul and John Lennon were the main ones, and then
yeah.
George Harrison had a few, and then Ringo had like one or two. Nah.
It was good.
If you're out there and you're a Beatles fanatic, I'm probably wrong.
Yeah. It's okay.
That's fine.
But we watched it. It was good.
It was cool.
The Eurythmics reunited?
Yeah, and then John Mayer and Keith Urban, they played.
Gosh, that was great.
And John Mayer had on like a worker suit.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening there.
We didn't know what happened.
But that's okay because he matched with his girl who had on like this weird Chinese muumuu.
Yeah, Dawn's like, what'd she say she was wearing? Like a balloon or something? Mm-hmm. Why is Katy Perry wearing a sail from a ship?
Yeah, it was interesting.
But it was great tribute, and then after that, we watched Walking Dead.
Gosh. It really was a packed weekend.
It was.
We got a packed show today.
Wow.
Lady Lobos taking on Boise State Wednesday night at the Pit, and we still have tickets to give away.
We want you to win.
Yeah. So we got that. We got our Monday Mad Lib. Gosh. We're going to talk about a app that has taken over the world, that tried to take over our lives. But yep. We wouldn't let it.
Nope.
However, it took over somebody's life so much so that that app is no longer in existence.
Yep.
Wow. That's crazy. We'll talk about that on the way. Oh, dong.
Yep.
It's coming up.
It's coming up. So don't go anywhere. Stick around. It's very interesting.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Are you ready for news?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. Rhymed. Did you guys see the sweaters the U.S. Olympic team wore at the opening ceremony?
I did.
What did they look like?
They looked like quilts. They really? Were like, yeah, red, white, and blue everywhere. It looked like something you could get at Cracker Barrel.
Hey!
It just, you know what I mean? Like old quilty.
Quilty.
I don't know.
They wore
USA
quilts.
Here and then like piece of the flag here. And then it was just like.
It looked ridiculous.
It looked like a quilt.
Come on. Fashion people, get in there. Is that cool? Are quilts back in?
I know that if you want to try and get one now,
yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, the costs, they were originally, I think, like $400 or something outlandishly expensive like that.
Really?
But now if us, the general American public, want to get them, it's like quadrupled in price.
All right, I'm going to look up a picture. I gotta know what I'm about to be spending money on. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we'll find it. Okay. The attempt by a man to hijack an airplane and fly it into Sochi was meant to free the Ukrainian protesters. Those sweaters are ridiculously ugly. What happened?
I'm just saying.
Are we trying to be super cool right now?
Yep.
Is that what's going on? Man, I'm surprised at that. You would think that we would be fashion forward at these International Olympics. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Subway says it's removing the chemical from the bread that's found in yoga mats. That's good.
Yeah, that's
apparently
disgusting.
That's going to be in the news for the next few days, because here it is again. Oh, A-Rod decided to drop his lawsuit against Major League Baseball and honor his record-setting full one-year suspension. He was suspended for the use of banned substances. So there you go. It's gonna honor it. How do you feel?
I'm ready for him to be gone.
You are?
I remember when he was like a kid and he played for the Mariners. I used to go watch the Angels play every summer. And Ken Griffey Jr., A-Rod. I have a like AAA baseball card of Alex Rodriguez.
Really?
And for about 8 minutes there, it was gonna be worth a lot.
And now?
And now, thanks to all of his lies and chaos and craziness. Yeah.
Substance abuse.
Yeah. FYI, this according to Fox Sports.
Mm-hmm.
They, Cardigan. Oh my gosh. It sold for $595. I was wrong.
$595.
Oh.
The Olympic cardigan?
Yeah.
The Olympic cardigan that's ugly.
I guess Ralph Lauren put these together.
Well, Ralph Lauren's been eating a Cracker Barrel. Because it really does look like you could get that thing at Cracker Barrel. It looks like it would be over by where the checker blankets are.
Yes!
Like right beside those. The checker blankets and the toys for the kids that are just made of wood.
Now, the pants that went along with it originally sold for $195. However, they were limited. They've completely sold out. And buyers looking for one of these Team USA sweaters.
Yeah.
$3,000.
Good luck, buyers.
$3,000 for those ugly.
You could get your grandmother
sweaters.
To knit you a better one.
But hey, they were also sporting some beanies.
Okay.
Or hats.
Beanies.
Yeah. Or blanket.
Fashionable beanies.
Those are going for like $300.
Good grief. For a beanie?
Yeah.
It's pretty intense.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
You know what we didn't talk about at all on Friday?
Huh.
Thursday night was Jay Leno's last night on the Tonight Show.
This is true.
Yep.
Yeah, we recorded that.
I watched his final clip.
Oh, did you?
Like his leaving speech. We need to watch the show because Garth Brooks performed.
Yeah, we do.
But yeah, it was sad. He said he was super thankful because for 22 years he got to meet the most fascinating people in the world.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. And he was crying. And then I got sad. Then I remember Jimmy Fallon was about to take over and I got happy.
But we don't stay up late enough to ever watch any of these shows anyways.
I know. It's just the feeling. I mean, that guy, he had the biggest chin since the McDonald's moon guy. You remember moon guy in the 80s that used to ride the jet ski around?
Totally. I thought his name was Mac.
Mac.
Isn't it like Mac at Night or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was the moon. Yeah.
If you can't remember that, it's because we're old.
Truth.
The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is this week. For all you dog lovers out there, that is this week. Don't miss it. You'll be upset. You know you will. Clint Eastwood saved a man's life with the Heimlich maneuver.
I read about this.
Pretty crazy. What happened?
Dude was choking on some cheese.
Choking on some cheese?
And Clint Eastwood was like, I'll go help him. And then he like ran over there and... Ugh!
I wonder if he was saying like dirty, hairy things while he was going, make my day, punk. You know, if I would... Look, if it was me, I'd be doing that. Because then that person, that would be their memory. Either they're going to go out with you saying that stuff, and then, you know, that's fine. Or they're going to live and they're going to be like, the whole time he was just saying quotes from Dirty Harry. It was crazy. It really motivated me to live. See? Win-win. You should have done that, Clint Eastwood.
Oh, man.
I looked this story up because sometimes these stories on this paper, there's like a little disclaimer at the bottom that says, all these stories might not be true, they're just funny. So I looked this one up to make sure, and it's true.
Yeah, this is like a catch me if you can.
A 17-year-old Oklahoma kid was arrested for masquerading as a Walmart employee in order to walk away with
$30,000. $30,000!
This is what happened. This kid used to work at Walmart, and he got fired for stealing. So what he decided to do is he just put on his uniform because he kept it.
Yeah.
And then this is in Oklahoma. He went to three area Oklahoma Walmarts and said that he was a general manager that was coming to check on the stores before the holidays because they were going to have another general manager checkup after the holidays, which I guess is the normal thing. So he said he was going to come in there and do an inventory before the holidays. And the reason he knew to do this because he had worked at Walmart, so it's actually pretty smart. He went in there and he was like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And then he made off with $30,000.
Unbelievable.
He even hugged one of the store managers when he left with the cash in his hand. And then he ended up getting caught. So he's walking around acting like a general manager, but surveillance cameras contained footage of him like alone in the cash room, taking multiple bundles of cash, stuffing it into his pockets. Man, it says that he was, where's the end? Okay, he put on his uniform and went to an Edmond, Oklahoma store he was not employed at and was assigned to work at the cash register. He pocketed more than $3,000 that day, and then I guess by that time they finally caught on to what he was doing.
Gosh.
And they arrested him. They haven't released his name or anything because he's only 17 years
old. He went to he did this at three different Walmarts.
Yep. Yes, he did.
Unbelievable.
It's funny because he had been fired for
theft.
Yeah, for theft. He was a stealer. And now here he goes doing it again. Wow.
The sergeant said that he was impressed by the teen.
Yep.
Because he knew exactly what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing because he had worked there.
He had the right verbiage. He conned three different Walmarts.
That's incredible. Now, granted, this is in Oklahoma where the roads are horrible. But he got him. This kid got him. That it's like Catch Me If You Can.
It really is.
Incredible. A bottle thrown into the ocean in 1956 has finally turned up. That was the year that my parents were born.
Wow.
1956. Wow.
Yeah.
What is that? In 2016, that'll be 60 years?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
60 years.
58 years.
60 years, a bottle floating in the ocean. We don't know what it said.
Wow.
Guys, there's a study that just came out. It's been published in the Journal of Royal Society Interface. Or I guess the Journal of the Royal Society. I don't know. These scientists have found that while mass connectivity through social media makes us look smarter, it might actually be making us dumber.
Ha ha!
The results of the study were pretty much inconclusive, but here's what experts think is happening with social media. So here's our theory.
Okay.
The good news, copying other people has helped the human race become adaptable, letting us acquire information from other people as well as by direct experience. In the internet era, where we have access to a diversity of info, many pundits say humankind will learn to make more informed decisions. So, you have the internet. We were talking to Jack about it the other day. Nowadays, kids have a library that's greater than any library that the human race has had in the history of the human race. At the touch, like, at your fingertips. All you have to do is go to your favorite search engine and type in anything, and then blah, you can find just a plethora of information. Is that guy going to call in? from Three Amigos with the plethora thing?
No.
Again, okay.
I don't think so.
But, downside. Some suggest having so much information at our fingertips limits our ability for concentration, contemplation, and reflection.
I agree with that implicitly.
I totally agree.
Yesterday, had a church meeting, and we were talking about some things. One of the things that came up was basic troubleshooting and how this generation sucks at basic troubleshooting. And it's because they have Google. And if they can't find it right away on Google,
they give up.
Yes. And so then you get the phone call or you get somebody saying, hey, this computer isn't working. Hey, this isn't working. Hey, this is going on. And you ask the very basic, did you restart the computer question?
And, they're
and
like, what?
Usually it's like, oh, okay, well, what did you do?
I Googled it.
I called you.
Called you. Aren't you my Google?
You're my Google.
No, here's the thing. In the 80s, we had this show called MacGyver.
Yes!
And it was about this guy that could fix... He could get out of the greatest snafus with paper clips, bubble gum, anything you could think of. Now, they need to come out with a show called MacGoogler. And MacGoogler, he does a search on his phone... And then it's kind of like MacGruber where it just blows up. But this guy, he searches on his phone.
Yes.
And he's like, no relevant websites.
Yeah.
Let me call my friend. Hey, have you ever heard of it? No. What are you doing tonight? And then they start talking about what they're going to do tonight. Did you see what Rotten Tomatoes gave this movie? Man, it was the worst.
Speaking of Rotten Tomatoes, they have given the Lego movie a glowing...
Yeah.
Not they, like users. It's like in the 90 percentile.
The Lego movie has made headlines, people. All of the pieces connected for the Lego movie at the box office over the weekend as the 3D animated release far exceeded industry expectations to post the biggest opening of the year so far.
Now,
we're not that far into 2014, but I know this movie was predicted to make about between 35 and 40 million. And it would have been great.
Yeah.
They would have been
that
stoked.
That would have been a huge
it
success.
It ended up making $69.1 million, almost $70 million. George Clooney's latest directorial effort, the World War II set Monuments Men, also opened, and it opened to $22 million. So it did pretty good, too, because, you know, it's like a period piece. I don't think they were expecting crazy things.
We chose the Lego movie.
Some other vampire movie opened. Nobody cares about it. But anyway.
Oh, that Vampire Academy or whatever? Yeah.
Whatever, people. But yeah, Lego movie... was surprisingly good.
I'll say this. We took Jack and Luke to it, and it was obviously kid-friendly. But more than that, it wasn't computer-generated. It was stop-motion with Legos. So everything you saw in the movie was Legos.
Legos everywhere.
They didn't... Oh, man. Yeah.
But yeah, and it's actually a little more profound than you would expect.
It's an incredible story.
It was a solid movie. So if you're looking for something to... I don't know. You should... But anyway, Lego Movie is
I had a tear-up moment.
It's blown... I did, too.
It was so
I was
good.
So surprised.
It reminded me of the first time I saw Toy Story 1. It was just... There was something about it that
was
just...
surprised. Yeah.
Seemed magical.
It was surprisingly it was so good. And speaking of things that, you know, are surprisingly good and addictive, and then are surprisingly gone...
Oh.
If you haven't already downloaded the free... Flappy Bird mobile game.
Yeah.
For your iPhone or Android or whatever. You're out of luck, people.
What?
It's over. Creator Dom Nguyen. How'd you say it?
Nguyen?
Nguyen? Maybe? Officially pulled the app, saying he could no longer handle the pressure and stress following its instant success. And it was, I don't think it was really an instant success, because I read that this game actually got posted in summer of 2013.
Oh, really?
That's when it got posted. But then, like, over the past few weeks...
It just exploded.
It blew up!
That's what happened with us. We read the story about how it's frustrating people, and so then we downloaded it.
Because all anybody would say is, man, this is the hardest game ever.
Yeah. Or I downloaded it. Did you download it?
No, I never did.
You never did.
I didn't give in, and I win. I'll never experience it, and that's fine with me.
What sucks is we brought this game home to our wives all weekend.
Dawn loves it.
Yeah.
She downloaded it.
All
she got it on her phone and her iPad, and she's like constantly, she's like, Flappy Bird, 11! But neither, like, she's not good at video games, and neither am I, but she loves it. She's playing it, having fun. Here's the thing, because the game is still installed on millions of gadgets. Now, you can't download it anymore,
nope.
But if you already have it,
that's
then
me.
You can still play it.
Yep.
The guy will continue to make tens of thousands of dollars each week. One recent estimate put his daily haul from ads in the game at around 50 grand.
Gosh!
But I guess that's going to dry up eventually, because if he's not putting out updates for the games, then the ads won't update. And
but apparently he doesn't care about the money. He's like freaking out about the success. And sadly, after he pulled it, he's been receiving death threats.
Death threats.
Yeah.
Death threats. People, you think this is that's how you're going to motivate him to make another game? You're sending death threats over the internet? Gosh, that's the way to drive an introvert out of his shell. That's how you do it. That's a great plan, everyone. People
Poor
are
dong.
I agree. Social media is making us all a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, and jerks.
Hey, if you pull this game, I'm going to hunt you down and murder you. Do you get me?
And people are really
That's really what it's saying. It's like, hey, don't pull this game. I love this game. How could you do this to me? And then all caps, I will hunt you down and murder you.
It's like, really? Can they? I wonder when they're going to allow.
Yeah, but then you go click
the
on the profile.
To go, hey.
Yeah. Is this...
That's a threat.
This is a legitimate threat.
Right.
Yeah.
It's attempted murder?
It really makes you think.
Right.
Now, here's the thing that I wonder. Is this cat... Now, he's supposedly a very introverted, independent, Vietnamese video game, whatever. And he had received some flack about it, because some people said he had totally ripped off, like, Mario and other games. But then I saw other things that he had posted where, like, analysts had gone in and said, it's 10 reasons why Flappy Bird is its own game. You know? So he had his defenders and he had his detractors. But what I wonder is, if he's not playing into this thing, it's called the Disney Vault Syndrome. For a number of years, Disney's main VHS and DVD marketing plans were you release a movie for a short time, and then you lock it away in the quote-unquote vault for a few years. That, you know, ensuring that millions of parents and fans would rush out to get the movie before it was gone. Some people believe this guy's going to relaunch Flappy Bird once again someday when his popularity gets even larger. I wonder about that, too. Because
that's interesting.
If you were smart, that would be the way to play it. Be like, no, it's super popular. It's free. No, I can't take it. Pull it. And then it like develops a cult following. People are like, bring it back, bring it back. And then you bring it back. Oh, wait a second. Now it costs $1.99 to download it. Interesting.
There were over 50 million downloads of that game. That's impressive. You're right.
It's crazy. But anyway, so Flappy Bird is gone.
Yeah.
And this was he pulled it like amid offers from other video games companies to buy the game from him.
Right.
Like, you know, Angry Birds, those people were upset.
Oh, of course.
Flappy Bird? What's Flappy Bird? Now I'm an angry bird! And the pigs are over there just laughing.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Burr.
Anyway, we'll talk more about Flappy Bird later. We got a tons of cool stories.
Yeah.
A tons of them.
Good. It's Monday. We will definitely do that. However, 6:45.
You know what that means.
Time for birthdays!
It's one of those not Ringo hits.
Oh.
Every time I see your face.
Yeah, Ringo had some hits. Come on.
Didn't he do this yesterday?
Probably.
I thought he
actually
did.
A song he co-wrote with George Harrison.
There you go. So Steve,
I think he did do this song yesterday.
But we would say, like me being a not super knowledgeable Beatles fan.
Yeah.
Ringo definitely had the fewest string of songs that he wrote, right?
Probably. This was a Ringo hit. It Don't Come Easy.
Did he play this one last night? I don't remember.
He did
You're 16, You're Beautiful, You're Mine.
Did you watch it, Steven?
Nope.
It was super cool.
It was really good. Minus, like, there was a few performances and it was like, really, Katy Perry?
Yeah, he didn't enjoy Katy Perry.
I did not at all.
She had her breathy voice on.
For yesterday. It's like, why would you get... No.
They should have raised... I feel like they should have raised the key of it so she could actually, like, unleash her voice.
Yeah.
But she was singing so low.
Yeah.
You know, it was like...
And then Pharrell Williams and Brad Paisley absolutely destroyed Here Comes the Sun, in my opinion. That was terrible. It's terrible.
It's 41st day of 2014. 324 days remaining. It's February 10th.
Aw, yeah.
All right, from the new Carrie movie, came out last year, Chloe Grace Moretz.
Yeah! Hit girl!
It's her birthday.
Man, I hope she becomes, like, an awesome actress.
Becomes? She's already awesome.
No, I mean, but, you know, like, kid actresses, they go crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
I hope she just keeps growing and keeps getting better and better at her craft.
How old?
She's got to be younger. Let's see.
18.
I was going to say 20.
17.
Ah!
From The Good Wife, Mackenzie Vega, celebrating her birthday.
Mackenzie Vega.
Never watched it.
Good Wife.
Bunch of shows I haven't watched.
I wonder if that's the main girl, because I can picture her face.
No, main girl is Julianne Margulies.
Oh, okay.
From ER.
Yes, okay.
That show, that's one of Chrissy's shows.
She likes
so
that.
So I randomly will watch.
Maybe she knows.
Mackenzie Vega.
Mackenzie Vega is 35.
36.
20.
20.
So not who I was thinking.
Probably.
TV host and former advisor to President Bill Clinton, George, was he an advisor? Yeah, or was he the press secretary?
I thought he was the press secretary.
George Stephanopoulos.
What show does he have now?
It's one of
he's
the,
a
like,
talking head on the news
once
in a while.
55. 52.
53. Ah! All right, now I haven't watched this show yet either, but from American Horror Story.
Nope, I'm not watching.
Never.
It's too scary for me.
Emma Roberts celebrating her birthday.
Emma Roberts. Emma Roberts.
Julia Roberts' niece.
Is it?
Yeah.
She's a very popular actress.
She's great. She was in a movie with Zach Galifianakis.
That makes her Eric Roberts' niece.
No, Eric Roberts' daughter.
Oh. Eric Roberts' daughter.
How is she like? She's like 24, right? Something like that.
Something like that. What are you going to say?
24.
26.
23.
Ah! They're just getting younger.
You guys haven't watched it, huh?
Nope.
Never.
Not going to.
Thank you.
A friend of mine watched the first episode of the first season and said it terrified him three times.
Don't talk during her stories.
Oh, no.
From Guiding Light, it's Jason Olive. He's also in For Better or Worse.
Okay.
Really?
46.
38.
42.
Ah!
Alrighty.
I feel like I'm listening to the theme from Pole Position.
You know cartoon. All these songs. Don't you watch stories with, what is it, your Nana or something?
Meemaw?
Meemaw?
No. Who told you?
I don't know.
No, I was the one getting yelled at because I would run around. She'd be like, I'm watching my story! Quit it! And I'd be running.
From,
money.
Yeah. TV personality Jim Cramer, host of CNBC's Mad Money.
Oh.
53.
This is the man that told me to invest in the Iraqi dinar, and I listened to him, and it was a crapshoot, Stever.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Nothing. I'm
so
waiting
sorry.
For that revalue. I know some people out there listening know what I'm talking about. Come on, dinar!
Kind of a weak birthday day.
Get the RV.
Jim Cramer's birthday.
I said 53.
I say 48.
59.
Ah,
okay, another show I haven't watched from ABC's Revenge.
Yeah. Madeline Stowe.
He plays Aiden Mathis. It's Barry Sloan.
I don't know.
I don't either. Barry Stowe.
44.
47.
33.
Okay. Don't know that show.
We've seen Revenge obviously. A lot.
Glenn Beck fans?
Nope. Mm.
Radio TV host Glenn Beck celebrating a birthday today.
Glenn Beck.
My father-in-law's stoked right now.
Come on, Glenn Beck.
49.
52.
He was 49 yesterday.
Oh, he's 50. He's the
50. All righty. I remember the show. You guys probably don't, though. I think it was... Robert Wagner with Stephanie Powers. Robert Wagner was Natalie Wood's husband.
Mm-hmm.
From Heart to Heart and Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. Robert Wagner, celebrating
yes.
birthday.
He was, what was his name, number one? What was his name? He had the eye patch.
I can't remember.
Robert Wagner.
It's been a long time since I watched that movie.
67.
64.
84.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, he's getting up there. He's been around a while.
Now that's old.
Guy's been making movies and stuff.
Making movies.
You guys watch the Olympics over the weekend?
A little bit.
It was in the background.
I watched a lot.
Yeah?
Yep.
We're tied for second in the medal count.
Yeah, the it's that new snowboard
slope
event.
Style?
Yeah, slope style that got us a couple gold.
Get him go!
All right, Olympic gold medal swimmer Mark Spitz.
Oh,
celebrating a birthday.
32.
Nah. Mark Spitz.
28.
Oh, wait, he's probably...
Mark Spitz. Like in the 70s, he was winning...
28 in the 70s. So...
Man.
63.
58.
64.
Oh.
Much closer. You guys really have no idea, do you?
No, no clue.
All right. Golfer Greg Norman from Down Under.
About me.
The Shark.
57.
The Shack. 54.
59.
Ah.
You'll get there.
Got close.
Steve, I've pulled up a medal count on my phone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Elizabeth Banks from Man on a Ledge, the 40-year-old virgin, and Effie in the Hunger Games movie.
And the Lego movie!
And she was in Spider-Man.
Yeah, she was just in the Lego movie, that's right.
She played Betty Brant in the Raimi trilogy.
How old is she?
I think she's 34.
Oh, I was going to say 40.
She's probably older than what I said.
She's 40.
Yeah!
You got one! Celebrate! Celebrate on a Monday morning!
Wild Style! Was that her name, Wild Style?
Wild Style?
Wild.
Is that who played that?
Yeah.
Who did Allison Brie play?
I don't know.
I think that's right, in the Lego movie, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was Wild Style.
I think
you're
right.
Your name is Wild Style? Oh, the Lego movie.
From October Sky.
Mmm.
Ooh.
And?
Joseph Mazzello! This is Jurassic Park.
It is.
Joseph Mazzello.
Bruce's daughter, Laura.
Oh!
Laura Dern?
Wait, Laura Dern?
Laura Dern.
Oh, she was in October Sky.
She was a teacher who had cancer.
Yeah.
October Sky's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
I never saw it.
It's a good movie.
I don't even know what it's about.
That's one for the kiddos to watch, Steve-O.
Okay. We watched Ender's Game yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, Laura Dern. You guys know who Bruce Dern is?
Yes.
Saw him on the
Golden
Oscars,
Globes.
Or Golden Globes, yeah.
Yep. He was there. He was nominated this year. And his daughter got to go out there and talk about him.
Like for Nebraska or something like that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I say that she is 53.
49.
47.
I love Jurassic Park.
It's our last birthday of the day.
Boo.
Tonight, I celebrate my love for you.
Roberta Flack celebrating a birthday.
Can we hear Killing Me Softly?
Okay.
Can we do a... Yes. Roberta Flack, yo. Throw it down, girl. Throw it down, girl. Roberta Flack.
Yeah, she's been around a little while. I was a little guy when this came out.
I was a little guy when, what's-her-face redid it.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Lauryn Hill, I was in high school.
I think I was in junior high.
Roberta Flack, celebrating a birthday.
Yes.
Radio Flyer was a movie I was thinking of with Joseph Mazzello.
Oh. Man, I'm going to say 62.
Ooh, I say 70.
77.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
On this date in what year, James Buster Douglas, the 35-1 underdog, ooh, knocked out heavyweight champ Mike Tyson in Tokyo.
1989?
1986!
90.
Dang it! Man.
I was going to say 90.
You were so close.
So close. So
I was.
Close.
You know what threw me off? It's because it was in February. It was 89 or 90. Mm. Couldn't remember.
In this date and what year, the Postal Telegraph Company of New York City delivered history's first singing telegram.
Sing a song. Singing telegram.
Singing telegram, 1942.
1933.
Dang it. All right, so way back on this date in what year, Jumping Joe Foulkes of the Philadelphia Warriors introduced the jump shot, scoring a then NBA record 63 points against the Indianapolis Jets.
Wow. Okay, so that was yesteryear. 59.
Indianapolis Jets.
Yeah.
Wow. 64.
1949.
Dang.
Old. And on this date in what year the styrofoam cooler was invented.
Wow. The styrofoam
filling
cooler.
Landfills everywhere.
Yeah.
Styrofoam cooler.
Do they still have those in
feels
Mississippi?
Like something.
I'm sure they're
1972.
1978.
1957.
Wow. So they really, there's a ton of them out there.
All right, so guys, this week is Celebration of Love Week.
Yeah,
Celebration
is.
Of Love.
Valentine's Day on Friday.
It's also Jell-O Week. So Bill Cosby should be happy.
Yeah.
Random Acts of Kindness Week. This is International Friendship Week.
Friendship!
And more specifically, today and tomorrow is the 138th Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show.
Yep.
Yesterday, like for the first time, they let mixed breeds perform.
They're letting judged. Muggles in.
Yep, mutts.
Muggles. Harry Potter.
Today is Clean Out Your Computer Day.
Okay.
It's Umbrella Day, which we don't have a
Ella,
need for.
Ella?
And hey. Since we're headed over to Sopo's.
Yeah?
Let's have a brownie day.
Okay.
Check this out. Does Clean Out Your Computer, does that mean I can throw this one out? That's technically cleaning it out.
Yeah.
That is all.
Oh, man, we got a great show right around the corner, of course. Teo's favorite.
Nope.
Favorite segment of the week.
Hate.
We got a Mad Lib coming up, so we need your help. Get to Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can get your words in now. And we'll use them. We will. Right here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh, now.
Static.
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
I tried to find the dumbest picture I could for Mad Lib Monday, and I kept it Olympic themed.
Good job. I feel like I should find a sports themed Mad Lib for today, then.
Yeah, you should.
What if
there, maybe there's an Olympic themed one. That would be
ooh.
Great. Yeah. That would be a good one.
It is Monday. We got a lot to talk about today. Obviously, the Olympics. How one company is absolutely ripping off another one and making tons of money off of it. Legally?
Legally? Oh, we got some words coming in. Thanks, guys.
Of course, the app heard around the world.
Oh, the flap heard around the world.
Dude.
Thank you. Send all checks, make them payable to Mateo, mystaticradio.com.
I just can't believe it's been this big of a deal for a stupid game that, I don't know. It does suck you in. Flappy Bird.
I life goaled it, and it worked.
It did, because now you can never...
No, I can't buy it, so it's
can't.
So much easier for me.
Yeah.
I just knew I would end up getting really... Here's my thing. Even Quiz Up. A few weeks ago, I was like, dude, Quiz Up, it's a lot of fun. But it's a different kind of game, because it's like trivia. You know, like knowledge is involved. I'm terrible at video games. Like, playing them.
It's not... Yeah.
And I know Flappy Bird is very simple. But all it would end up being is me being super frustrated, and it was another distraction. Just one more distraction for me.
Yep.
And I would get consumed. Dawn's better about playing video games than I am. She thinks it's really funny. And she keeps trying to get me to play it, and I said, nope.
Don't do it.
I'm not.
Chrissy's frustrated because I think Jax got the high score on her phone.
Who did?
Jack.
Really?
and she can't beat it. Flappy Bird! Ugh. I put it down. I put it down Saturday. I don't think I've played it since. I refuse. I can't.
Ender's Game. We watched Ender's Game.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it. Here's some things, people. If there's a movie that comes out that you think would be interesting, and I'm not advocating crazy movies. I'm not telling you to go see, like, some crazy, horrible movie.
Right.
But, like, Ender's Game.
Yeah.
It comes out. It's based on a classic story.
Yep.
Or a newer classic story. It didn't make any money. Nobody cared about it. It's because it came out right before Thor, mm-hmm. which came out right before The Hunger Games. So it totally got, you know, and that's bad on the studio. They shouldn't have done that. Dummies, I say.
I really enjoyed it.
But that movie was really fun to watch.
And we could watch it with Jack and Luke.
Yeah.
That was great.
There's a new dimension to entertainment now that I've never known.
Right.
Because when you can watch a movie with some kids and it's actually a movie that keeps your attention, it feels like a greater achievement
yeah.
in film. It's like, wow, like Lego Movie. Lego Movie's like sitting there, people start crying, and you're like, why is this so profound?
It's Lego pieces!
This is Lego Movie!
The entire film is stop motion Legos.
But it's got such a wonderful, like, profound meaning behind
yeah.
it. Such a good message.
I loved
you're
it.
Like, dang, Lego Movie? Where did you come from?
But I mean, it's so I don't want to say cheaply made.
But it's
there's
cute.
There's a moment where there is fishing wire
yep.
in the movie.
Yep. And it's brilliant. And it all makes sense.
It does.
Makes so much sense. And you're just like, gosh, this movie was put together so well. Came
yeah.
out of nowhere. Lego Movie.
Yeah, good job, Lego Movie.
But anyway, like movies like that, Ender's Game, The Lone Ranger, they get such a bad, like, well, not Lego Movie, but these other two, they get such a bad rap.
Yeah.
And then you watch them and you're like, that wasn't bad at all.
Yeah.
Ender's Game, what reminded me of that, it's all about how kids can get, like, these situations and they can tackle them a lot faster than adults. They can process the info a lot faster. And that reminds me of Jack because he's just like, like scanning. Anytime he walks into a room, I feel like he's just scanning.
Maybe he's a robot.
Learning new information.
I was there when he was born. I'm pretty sure he's still real.
Jack would have been Ender.
Yeah.
He totally would have.
Yeah.
Wah.
It's Team Austin Morning Party. Happy Monday, everybody.
Hey.
Coming up, we've got to talk about a few things. A lot of stuff going on with the Olympics. A lot of stuff going on with Flappy Bird.
Flappy Bird.
And people's favorite coffee shop. Ugh.
It just got a parody store.
Oh, man, I can't believe it. Yeah, so we'll talk about that. But first, we need to take a quick look at traffic.
Yeah, we do. Traffic. It's interesting. When you go from being in a band to measuring your time in, like, literal seconds and minutes when you work on the radio, you know, because it's, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's crazy how long 30 seconds starts to stretch out. It's pretty funny. Because just then, I thought about, he just hit the traffic intro. The computer is stupid. It's not loading. But I still felt like I had plenty of time to take a bite of my oatmeal and just calmly eat it. And it used to would have been like, 30 seconds! Ah! You know? But not anymore. My life has changed. We got an accident to report. Highway 528 south at Sarah Road. This is up in the Rio Rancho area. Be careful around there. I'm sure it'll get pretty stacked up. Don't venture much into Rio Rancho, but if you do, look out. Then we have this road. Is this Alameda? Alameda?
Yeah.
If you are going eastbound on Alameda, it looks like traffic is coming to a slow pace. 9 miles an hour around there. And then we
Ooh.
Have the construction, I-25 in Paseo. Your morning traffic report brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
SOPO! 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Picked up some oatmeal.
Yes.
Some Americanos this morning. Well, you get a... What do you get?
It's called a depth charge here.
Okay.
Also known as a red eye at other establishments.
Okay.
Smart establishments or dumb establishments
now. Yes.
But it is coffee and a shot of espresso in it.
Do we want to talk about the dumb establishment? I know we need to get to
Either
Facebook.
One, man.
We really need to do this Mad Lib.
I mean,
it's your favorite segment.
We're talking about coffee. We might as well kick this one.
This is true.
Kick it in the hiney.
So this weekend we found this article. One company has decided they need to make a lot of money, but it's really tough coming up with original ideas these days.
It really is.
It's hard work.
How are you supposed to be an upstart young business if you have these giant mega businesses to contend with.
Exactly. Mega businesses like Starbucks, who can take over everything. You know, but, you know, some people are saying Starbucks, that's yesterday. Yeah. So what better way to make money than to start a new Starbucks where you simply make fun of it? And Starbucks is just somebody that you used to know.
Okay. Check it out. It's usually pretty difficult to mistake a Starbucks for any other coffee shop. True.
Right. Very true.
Like, it's so funny because I can tell the difference in a SoPo cup and a Starbucks cup.
Yeah.
Not because of shape and stuff, but because of branding and all that crap. Between the green awnings and logo cups, all the chain's paraphernalia are pretty obviously associated with Starbucks and Starbucks alone.
Right.
But now a challenger has arisen.
Oh, man.
To test Starbucks with a parody coffee shop called Dumb Starbucks. That's right. The store is called Dumb Starbucks.
Everything on the menu before it says dumb. I was looking at the menu this weekend.
Everything is virtually identical to a normal Starbucks, the only difference being that everything has the word dumb in front of it.
Here's your dumb coffee.
Dumb coffee. Everything down, like, to the music, like dumb Nora Jones music.
I got a dumb triple venti iced Americano. Yeah.
Yeah, whether this turns out to be super clever or just profoundly stupid, we'll find out soon.
I read a letter from the guy who started the company who was saying that, like, Weird Al, which I never knew, Weird Al Yankovic didn't have to pay for licensing for the songs that he was parodying because there is a parody law.
Yes.
And so as long as it is art, it can be considered parody. So he was saying that just like Weird Al doesn't have to pay for music, they don't have to pay for the licensing, if you will, of Starbucks because they're mocking, they're making fun. And so this L.A. coffee shop, Dumb Starbucks, is open and claim that they're going to be open for a while, that this isn't a gimmick, that, yeah, we're totally ripping off Starbucks. The best part is they said, well, do you hate Starbucks? No, we don't hate Starbucks. We love Starbucks. We look up to Starbucks. That is our model for success. But everything is flat out just dumb Starbucks coffee, dumb espresso beans, dumb, and I mean, even their menu, their everything looks identical, except it says dumb in front of it. And apparently they're getting away with it because their lawyers are like, yeah, parody law, we're good to go. They're open, they haven't been shut down yet.
It's pretty surprising. I'm posting a link right now to our Facebook so you can check it out.
I feel like you're making money off somebody else's product.
Yeah, you are. Heck yeah.
So they say that it's art, and the coffee is their pieces of art. That's their artwork.
Mm.
It's kind of like Subway, the sandwich artists. They are now the coffee artists.
Those sandwich artists been doing too much yoga.
So it's a real company, Dumb Starbucks.
Yeah.
505-338-3700 is the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio. We posted the story. I just don't think it's right.
Well, yeah, I get it. I get the parody thing, but it is just a cash grab. That's all.
Of course.
Because what are you doing? Are you making a like a commentary on our society? Dumb. Are the prices cheaper?
I don't think so.
Because that would make sense to me. Like if you were saying all this stuff, but then your price, it was actually like what it should be for coffee.
Yeah.
Well, I say what it should be. I forget too that coffee used to like people used to have wars over coffee. You know what I'm saying? Like it was one of those fine spices traded back in the day. We forget about all that stuff. Like back in the day, not everybody had coffee everywhere. You had to literally trade with other countries to get coffee, so it carried a heavy price. You know, and then like when we got the tea tax back in the day before the Boston Tea Party and all that, tea was not, it was like a specialty. It wasn't just, oh, well, here, I went to so-and-so and I bought a bunch of tea for this much price.
Did you know that the Boston Tea Party was actually just a way to get everybody up in arms there? But it was really just a decoy because Ichabod Crane
was too much
secretly meeting. No,
Sleepy
it's not,
Hollow.
That's not real.
You just said the
I
plot.
Saw it on Fox.
Okay.
It's got to be real.
But yeah, so I'm sitting here saying coffee should only be like 5 cents. But then in actuality, it's like, wait a second. People put their lives into this stuff.
Truth.
And coffee probably should be a little more expensive.
Dumb Starbucks. Check out the story at our Facebook page while you're there. Give us a word. In 2.5 minutes, we will be doing
Better hurry.
A Mad Lib on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
We shut our eyes on... 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy Monday.
Happy. We got a lot of people commenting on the Mad Lib Monday stuff.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can also give us a call, 505-338-3700. It is Teo's favorite segment of the week.
It's just another
Mad Lib Monday. I gotta come up with words for the rest of the song.
I hate what we're doing right now.
Why?
Hate is a strong word, but I really, really, really don't like it.
Okay. It's just another Mad Lib Monday. Come on, Mad Lib Monday.
One of my favorite things is when I talk about how much I hate Mad Lib Monday, and then people are like, oh, stop being a baby. Because then I'm like, man, I'm affecting these people.
Yeah. Static.
Good morning, want to give you some love. How's it going, y'all? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Oh, man, I missed y'all this weekend. Y'all have a good weekend, yeah?
Yes.
Dude, packed weekend.
Packed.
Slam.
Kicked it with the governor. Did a little Little League tryout-ness. Saw the Lego movie. Watched Ender's Game. Had a board meeting. What else
did we do,
Dave?
Board meetings. Oh, man. Those always get you excited. Never bored in a board meeting.
Don and I caught up on our shows.
Yeah.
Gotta love the shows, man.
I know.
Yeah. True.
You're like, yeah, okay, not so
Beatles
much.
Beatles' 50th anniversary, Walking Dead came back. I mean, what?
What else could you want?
How do we have time for all this?
Olympics?
Yeah. Olympics?
Yeah. Which brings us...
I love you guys. It was a great weekend. Just got to give a great weekend. Yeah. I want to give you all whatever it is you need this morning as far as a word for the Mad Lib.
Okay. I need a verb ending in ing.
Oh. Headbanging.
Headbanging. That'll work.
That does. It does.
Yeah.
It works very well.
That's real.
Woo!
That's real.
It is so real that it's fake. It's not even there.
It's true.
Wow. Anywho, I love you guys. Have an excellent Monday. Rest of the week, we're going to make it incredible. Just like this sunrise coming up over the San Diego right now.
Yeah.
Boom. Incredible. Hey, love y'all. Have a good
love
one.
You too,
love you.
All right.
Bye.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm helping my niece do Mad Libs all weekend because she's learning her parts of the sentence. Let's see if I have anything left. What do you guys need?
I need a solid verb ending in ing.
A solid verb?
I mean, just a verb. It's just got to be solid.
Good verb.
We need something good.
Strong.
Yes.
Okay, sprinting.
Sprinting.
Sprinting. That's
I mean,
a good
that's
one.
Good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
When's the last time you sprinted?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
It was when the vampires were after you.
Yeah, it was, okay.
Back in October. No big deal. We won't talk about it.
There you go. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
All bye. Right. Monsters.
505-338-3700. That's the phone number.
Hey, we got some words on Facebook. What do you need?
I need a plural noun.
Plural noun. Let me see here. Swamp waters.
Swamp waters?
No, you know what? Drivel. Drivel is a plural noun.
What? Drivel? Mm-hmm. I'm going swamp waters.
Okay.
What is drivel?
Drivel's like a bunch of mess.
Oh. Isn't that swamp waters?
Could be.
Okay. Phone lines are jammed. Static!
Good morning. It's Mark Wiggins.
Wiggins!
Hey! Wait.
Where are you guys?
Ender Wiggins?
We've been here every day!
Are you related to Ender Wiggins?
Huh?
Ender? Uncle Ender?
Did you see Ender's Game?
Yeah, not part of it.
Yeah.
Just, you know, like the clip.
But I think his last name was just Wiggin.
Wow.
Not Wiggins.
Wiggins. Who was in, there was just a character. I think it was in Sherlock. There was a character, Wiggins, in Sherlock.
Yes.
A drug user. But anyway.
Well, there you go.
That's too bad.
It's too bad, you and your namesake.
Fireman Wiggins, can I get a verb?
A verb. Punching. Jeez.
Thank you.
That was tough.
That was tough.
Because I heard the last one. I was like, say this. And I couldn't remember what I was yelling at her to say on the radio.
Football. It's a football.
Oh, man.
Got a smart man. All right. You guys have a good morning.
Thanks, dude.
Love you, Brian. Right.
So check this out.
Fireman Wiggins.
I'm looking up. I look up dribble to get an, because I said bunch of mess.
Yeah.
And I was like, you need a better definition than that.
Yeah.
And it literally means silly nonsense. That's a noun. Silly nonsense.
Okay.
Verb is to talk nonsense. But synonyms for the word dribble is used as a noun, meaning silly nonsense. Nonsense, twaddle.
Ah.
Twaddle.
I need a plural noun.
Ooh. What about, wait, we got one on Facebook.
I got phone lines jammed here, too.
Somebody said dragons.
Static.
Well, what do you need?
I need a noun.
Noun?
Yeah.
Noun?
Uh-huh. House.
Ah, yes.
See, you could have written twaddle in that blank for noun.
House is good, though.
House is good.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Wow. Static.
Hey, guys. It's RJ.
RJ!
RJ, when are you going to come by here and wave at us?
Okay, I will.
No, you didn't tell me when.
Oh, okay. I did it a couple of weeks ago.
Booyah. I thought that was you.
I need an animal.
Okay, animal. Tasmanian devil.
Yeah.
Tasmanian devil. That's pretty good.
Thanks.
Yeah. I like that.
Practice that.
Thanks, RJ.
Thanks.
All right.
Had a lot of practice with sounding like Tasmanian devil because that's what our vows were. That's what we wrote our own vows. We elected to write our own, and that's what mine were.
Static.
Hello?
I want to call in.
Hi,
well,
you did call in. Good job. So proud.
Did you go see Lego Movie?
No, but we want to.
Yeah, you do, because it's the best. Just kidding. All right, we need a word from you.
I need a plural noun.
A plural noun. Dogs.
Yes. You win. You win the whole internet today.
Oh, man.
What?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Have a good day.
You too.
Love you.
That was good.
That's usually what happens when I tell a girl I love her. She just laughs.
Kiddos are cute. Kiddos are cute.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, it's Stephanie Bear.
Hey, Stephanie Bear.
What do you guys need?
Okay, Yogi. This is a weird one. I've never seen this one. I need a nationality.
Oh. Stephanie, be careful. Be careful, Stephanie.
Peruvian.
Peruvian?
That'll work. That's good.
And regarding to the ING, what I was thinking of was paragliding.
Paragliding. Oh, you just reminded me. A friend of ours came in studio recently. His name is Cody. He's in the band The Wedding.
Mm-hmm.
He and Adam, another guy in The Wedding, went skydiving yesterday.
Jumped out of a perfectly good airplane yesterday.
I want to do that.
I do, too. Let's make this
happen. I don't, but I'll let you guys do it.
I wish a listener had a skydiving company.
Totally.
They
just had an airplane that they just want us to jump out of.
I'm sure a few people want us to jump out of airplanes.
Thanks for calling. Static.
Oh, yeah, they just had an airplane.
You got to turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Static.
Oh, yeah, just had an airplane.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
It's Carlos.
Hey, Carlos.
What?
Carlos, turn your radio down just a little bit.
Okay, all right. Hey, can you turn the radio down a little bit? There it is.
Word. I need a noun.
You need a noun. How about sizzling?
Sizzling.
Not a noun.
Not a noun.
What about sizzler?
Why not? Tell him why not.
Sizzling, that's a verb.
That's a verb. Okay, how about...
Sizzler. Yeah, you can say sizzler.
Yeah. How about parable?
Parable.
That's a noun.
All right.
Yeah, it is.
There you go. I'm using sizzler.
Sizzler. That's
do they
one.
Still have those anymore?
Yeah, they do.
They do? Sizzler?
They are out there.
Gosh. I remember when I was a kid, it was like, that's what I wanted to go to, like, K-Bob's and Sizzler.
Never heard of K-Bob's.
You've never heard of K-Bob's?
Nope.
You won't be able to. I think they're out of business,
too. You guys have Ryan's out here?
No.
Never heard of Ryan's? It's probably the same thing back east.
Okay.
I think.
There was like a...
It's like a buffet style.
Well, see, this was like a... They had regular food, but the salad bar was like on a wagon train,
oh,
you know?
So
it was
like, oh, we didn't have those. We did not have
those.
This
is like old school. This is like what they would have done back in the Oregon Trail, except not, because there's the baby carrots are really good here.
They ate tons of salad back then.
Kebabs. I don't think they're in existence.
Static! Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
Doing well. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good, good. Hey, I just called, man. I just want to give a shout-out to Pool Boy from Cruces.
What?
And, Pool Boy with Cruces.
Yes.
Thanks.
All right, yeah. And Romans 1:16 is my scripture for the day.
Boom.
All right.
What's it say?
All right, guys. What's that?
What's it say?
His name's Adrian.
No, what's
Romans 1:16 say?
Oh, Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel."
There you go. Hey,
come on now.
Do you have my horoscope for the day?
Your horoscope for today is be still and I know that he's God.
Amen. Okay. That's a Leo? That's Leo?
Can I get a word? Can I get a word?
Okay. All right, what are you guys looking for?
I need an adjective.
You need an adjective. Okay, hold on. Okay,
brain fart.
Me.
Adjective.
Man.
We need an adjective.
It's descriptive. Like, radio, it's descriptive. On radio, it's like freaking
out. How about Sonic?
Sonic?
Yes.
We'll work with it. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll make it work.
Is that an adjective?
Sonic? Because it's like...
Sonic boom. I guess it could be describing the boom. I don't know.
That's static. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I need a color.
Color. What's your favorite color? Hold it up to your mouth, please.
Pink.
Pink.
Of course
Thank
it is.
You.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh,
just
man.
Little babies. They want to call and they want to
Static.
Play. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
My Fernando.
Yes.
Hey.
K-Bob's is still in Farmington.
Oh, really?
Farmington. Man,
yes.
I haven't been to Farmington in years.
That's where we eat.
Oh, you do eat there. Okay.
Yeah, and you are right. They still have the salad in the...
Like wagon?
Yeah.
Wagon train salad. Yeah.
It's hilarious.
That's all I want to call in and let you know. You guys have a great day.
You too, Mom.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Mom Fernando. We needed a person in room, so I just put Mom Fernando.
Perfect.
So, I need one more word.
She's in the room of our hearts.
There you go. 505-338-3700 is the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio. I need an adjective.
Adjective.
I need a good one.
Wait, let's look on Facebook.
Okay.
I had like 150 people comment.
Oh, this is good.
All right. Squamous. Nope. That's a type of skin. I don't know.
What?
If that squamous. The squamous cell, describing the cell, squishy.
Squishy. All right. Are you going to read this one?
Yeah, I'll read it.
All right. I picked something sporty. What?
We didn't use abrogate as a verb.
Abrogate?
Steven, I got you out there. I looked it up because I didn't know what that meant, but thank you for commenting.
I could. Okay.
No, that's fine.
All right.
This?
Now.
Yeah, you go intro this.
Well, I figured, you know, the Olympics are going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found a sporty.
Wow.
This one is on swimming.
Swimming.
Which is normally a summer game.
Summer game.
Not going on right now.
Well, you could go ice swimming.
Yeah.
Be a little cool.
It would be.
Swimming is easier than headbanging or sprinting. I would agree.
Yeah.
Maybe not the headbanging part. There are more Americans who swim than there are swamp watchers who punch. This is because many Americans have swimming dragons.
Of course.
It's not hard to swim, dummy. First you learn to float on your house. And then the Lord sends a helicopter 3 times and then you're like, you die and you go to heaven. You're like, God, why didn't you save me? And he said, I sent 3 helicopters, an ambulance, 4 boats, and a dragon. And you're the idiot that just sat there praying all day long. I think I've heard that joke before. Then you practice kicking your dogs until you do the Tasmanian devil paddle. We do not condone kicking your dog.
Nope.
In any way, shape, form, or fashion.
Good job, Mad Lib.
Ugh, jerk book. This is why I hate it. Then you can go to the Peruvian crawl.
Ah, yes. The Peruvian crawl.
Yeah,
that's how I swim.
It's a good move.
Yeah, it is a good move.
The judges love it. Later, you can master the Sizzler stroke and the Sonic stroke. Sonic stroke is super fast, and you use the Sizzler to warm up.
And I feel like if you ate too much Sizzler, you would have a stroke.
Yeah,
so
you would.
It really makes sense. Sonic and Sizzler.
Oh, no. If you learn all of these, some days you may get into the Olympics and win a pink medal.
Oh.
And get to do TV commercials for squishy companies and become as famous as Mom Fernando, the most famous lady in Farmington.
Oh.
Are they from Farmington? We don't know. Assuming that they are.
I thought they lived in Gallup.
Well, she's the most famous lady in Farmington. That's all I know. Thanks, Mom Fernando, for calling in and gracing us with your voice.
We have to take a quick break. Gosh. Coming up, we still have tons of stuff to talk about, including some Olympic stuff that happened over the weekend.
Lots of stuff happened over the weekend.
The new meme photo that everybody's raving about.
We want to tell you about a little argument that happened in Michigan. We want to tell you about a shoe thief who prefers high heels.
Okay.
And tons of other stuff.
There you go.
That you are not prepared for.
All right. Quick break. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
And welcome to the 2014 Winter Olympics. We are your hosts, Team Awesome Morning Party.
I am Mateo!
Coming up, we will have the gold medal ceremony for the slopestyle men's snowboarding.
Yes?
Of course.
A brand new event.
Kotzenberg will be coming up to accept his gold medal and say a few words. We will be translating. Okay, here's the deal. Are you ready to do this?
I'm going to try.
So here's what happened. Sage. His name's Sage.
Sage.
He won the gold medal for the men's slope style. A new event to the Winter Olympics and immediately my favorite because we watch the X Games. That's one of my favorite events.
Yeah.
And homeboy won the gold medal and in typical snowboard fashion. I mean, we have our dear friend Caleb in studio.
We do.
From the skate park.
Oh, yeah.
And that guy half the time, we're like, what?
What?
What did you just say?
Yeah, sick, sorry. Man. Sick. Yeah, it's like
slipping down the groove fish. I don't know what that means,
bro. You're
going to
throw a munch, dude. It's going to be awesome.
So, Sage Kotzenberg.
Yeah.
Kotzenberg. Won the gold medal and was talking to reporters at the press conference afterwards. And the Russian translators were kind of frantic.
Yeah.
Because it took two translators to try and figure out what this dude was saying. I love it.
Okay, so he's obviously a snowboarder guy, and I guess right. He's like,
hey, bro.
Yeah, bro, it was sick.
It was so sick.
It was just like, yeah, and then I, like, right before the event, I called my buddy Blaze, and I was like, dude. Seriously, that's his friend's name.
It's his brother's name, isn't it?
It said, his brother. He said he hadn't even planned his final run until about 10 minutes before he dropped in when he grabbed his cell phone out of his wax technician's backpack and called his brother Blaze to run an idea by him. When the phone rang, Kotzenberg recounted Blaze was in Park City, Utah, watching Sage's event via live stream along with a throng of friends. He was like, what? Everybody be quiet. I can't hear you, bro. I can't hear you.
Blaze, is that you, bro?
Blaze. And then when Sage told his brother he was thinking of doing a backside 1620 Japan, this entails rotating 4.5 times, even though he had never done the trick in his life. His big brother replied, really? Send it, I guess. Might as well. You're at the Olympics. And so that's exactly what he did. But only after landing a cab 270 to switch half cab on back 540 off flat down, half cab layback slide off the cannon back 180 out, cab double cork 1260 holy crail front side 1080 off the toes rocket air.
Yeah.
The judges got it.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing, I guess.
Absolutely.
He was rewarded with 93.5 points. Good for the gold. 1.75 points ahead of silver medalist Stale Sandbeck of Norway.
Which at least he's from Norway.
Stale. And 4.75 ahead of pre-Olympic favorite Mark McMorris of Canada.
Ah, yes. Oh, really? Take McMorris that. Got third?
He got bronze.
Gosh!
Despite fracturing a rib less than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, remember that?
That's
the dude that fell on the rail
okay.
on the slope style at X Games.
All right, there you
and
go.
And just went down. Because he was supposed... In my opinion, I really thought he was going to win the gold. Oh, man.
Okay, so his attempt... What I just read you... Right. That was his attempt to break down the run in layman's terms. I have no idea what he just said. So
imagine
the interpreters. Okay?
Oh, man.
Imagine.
One of the big problems we know is that the term sick, which is Sage, I guess that was the word he used the most, one of his favorite words he uses. Ah, bro, it was sick, bro.
It was sick, bro.
So, check it, bro. It was so sick going down, bro. And then when I landed that 1080 the first time, ah, sick, bro. Well, there's no Russian term for sick other than
Bolnoy.
Ill.
Bolnoy.
Yeah, there you go.
Which is bad, like you have a disease or something. But there are plenty of Russian words for crazy, so the duo substituted, and the duo being the interpreters.
Yeah, because they had to pull the second one in because he was like,
yeah.
Is this guy, does he have a disease? Is he ill?
They substituted bezumny, kruto, or sumamashadesha. I don't know. But then another word that they really had problems with was stoked.
Oh, this is right.
Stoked
right.
is the word they use for under the influence of alcohol, which is kind of like under the fly. So, and just, you know, we use words here in America, like sick means cool or super awesome or whatever.
Stoked, you're they just excited.
And that's why the rest of the world looks at English and they're just scratching their head like,
right.
How could the worst word also mean cool? What's happening?
What is happening?
There's
he's
a lot
drunk.
Of,
obviously, he's under
he
the influence
drunk.
Of alcohol.
He is on the fly.
He is very sick from drinking so much.
He has disease.
He is dying.
He has disease.
This is a terrible story.
He wins gold medal and he has disease. What is here? America.
That was pretty good. You did a good job. We have obviously seen too much Rocky and Bullwinkle. That was pretty good.
Moose and Squirrel get gold, and now sick man those two? What happens in world? Well, he's a...
Oh, man.
Seriously.
I want to get Russian translators to take one of our podcasts and just try and figure it out. Because that's incredible. Yeah, obviously, it took two Russian translators to try and work through the stoked, sick... throwing a munch.
It says that the translator guys, the interpreters, you have to prepare for jobs like this. Well, and I mean, we're talking about like funny spins on English words.
Yeah.
They weren't expecting him to break down his runs so much. It says they had problems. It says, where is it? This was not the most complicated thing. In Russian, a grab is a grab.
Okay, that's easy.
Cab is like cab. And even though there's a Russian word for rail, we say rail. Okay.
Okay.
But jump is trampolin, spin is vrokshninje, and flip is salto. I've never thought about that.
Right.
They're sitting there trying to, they weren't expecting this guy to just break it down. He's like, yeah, dude.
Okay, so, you be the snowboarder.
Okay.
I'll be the Russian translator. All okay, ready?
Go.
Okay. Okay. You got to tell me what
you,
to translate.
You have to say, you say... okay, the judges say, can you break down your move for us, Sage?
Yeah, bro. I stuck to do the Carmen Brother Blaze, like, right before, like 10 minutes before the thing, and then, like, I just did it, you know? He was like, send it, bro. You're at the Olympics tomorrow as well? And I was like, all right, bro. So this is what I did. I did my brand new 1620 Japan... Backside 1620 Japan, never done that before. But this was right after I landed a cab 270 to switch, half cab on back, 540 off, flat down, half cab layback, slide off the cannon back, 180 out, cab double cork, 1260, holy crail, front side 1080, off the toes, rocket air, bro.
Right, so,
I was stoked.
So,
he drink too much alcohol, make him sick.
No, dude, he was sick.
He, right, he sadly gets
like, dang,
disease from too much vodka. He goes down mountain.
No, not vodka. I said holy crail.
Right, so he in search for artifact to make him better.
No,
he's
no,
dying
no,
from the
no.
disease from
Cannon
too
back
much alcohol.
180 out, bro.
Right,
Cannon
so,
back.
Okay.
Not front side.
Help me, please.
Told them.
Someone help me.
No, dude. Okay. Me. So, yeah, it was... Anyway, I won the gold, and I'd like to thank my mom.
He like to thank family for diseases.
No, wait. What?
You're very sick, then.
What?
You died. You were very sick.
It was sick, bro.
Right, you're right. So you equate Olympics to diseases.
Why are you talking about the equator, bro? No, it's freezing here, man. Like the equator is where it's warm. This isn't the summer games, bro. I'd be out there like surfing and whatnot.
I wish we were there.
I do too.
Oh, it would have been incredible. I would love to just have to hang out with an interpreter for a day from any country to try and decipher our conversation.
I can't imagine how difficult. And you're sitting here translating into English. You know, they're just sitting there in Russian. They're just going, good. What happened? What are we doing? This is stupid. Americans just opened dumb Starbucks and are going to come over here and try to... They're going to try to win this thing.
I did read that the interpreters were, like, grabbing magazines and trying to, like... they watched the X Games trying to read their lingo and try and dig into the culture to interpret the words correctly.
Yeah.
Like, stoked and sick.
Yeah, that's what... The guy says that the interpreters, they had read as many articles as possible about Katzenberg as they could, trying to prepare... but Katzenberg confessed, the Holy Krell is a grab I invented a couple months ago. Ending with a 1620 Japan was pretty random, but I guess it worked out.
I would love to have been there in the meetings when they're like, okay, stoked. And then trying to figure out what it means.
Bizumni. He's bizumni. Yes.
It's at the end of the article says, bizumni indeed. Man.
Oh, man. Some of the words we use and the meanings we have for them. Like, even fresh.
Yeah.
You could take so many sick.
Sick. Bad.
That's bad.
Dude, that's 80s. If you guys are wondering, bad? What? In the
Who
80s,
says bad?
Before sick, everybody would go, dude, that's bad. Before they put the A word after it, it was just bad. Now it's a double word. But it used to just be bad.
Oh, but bad isn't good.
It's because we were all running around sounding like a bunch of A words, and then they just attached it to bad. And so it's like, oh, okay, I get it. Now we have our modern word. Yeah, it's got to be tough.
Oh, man.
Here we are, Americans, running around winning. We're winning,
yeah.
But then, like, it's just all the other stuff around us winning. You got the girl who made the face, and that went viral. The Olympics. They've never been like this.
I love it. They provide endless entertainment and hours of material for our morning show.
It's kind of like the Super Bowl now. People mm-hmm. watch the Super Bowl strictly for the commercials.
Yeah.
People watch the Olympics just to watch people do stupid stuff
yeah.
so it can become the next meme.
Lost in translation overseas.
Hilarious.
Nicely done.
Hilarious.
Nicely done, Americans, in our amazing lingo.
Oh, man.
It's pretty righteous. Righteous, isn't it?
Righteous.
Like the Holy Grail.
Bizumni. Bizumni.
Paul in Houston just texted and yeah. wondered why the Russian guy's translating into English.
You're right, Paul. We should have thought about
I don't speak Russian!
We should have thought about our Russian audience before we started this bit. Because there's so many of them. So many.
On the way, we got a culture shock from the Naked and Famous. Whew, more of this here show. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Monday morning.
Yeah. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to the show.
Biz on me, Andy. Welcome, everybody. It's Monday morning.
It is.
We're trying to help you get through it.
Yeah.
Starting a brand new week, trying to start it off right.
Well, you know, for those of you who have seen those sci-fi films who are worried about facial recognition, maybe the mark of the beast, having to get a microchip implanted into you.
Disney Channel got one of them mark of the beast bracelets.
I got good news.
Yeah.
Facial recognition, fingerprints, iris scans.
Ooh.
May take a back seat.
Yes.
To the newest biometric identification method on the block.
What's it called?
How great is this? Scientists.
Science.
At Spain's Universidad Politécnica de Medicina. In collaboration with tech firm Ilya Sistemas SL.
Yes.
Are developing a system that can verify people by their scent signatures.
Ooh.
Body odor.
Oh.
Recognizable body odor patterns remain constant enough over time to allow people to be identified with an accuracy rate of 85%.
Whoa, check it out.
Researchers believe that this result is enough to create less aggressive ways to ID people than intrusive measures currently being used today. While iris and fingerprint scans have a higher accuracy rate, the researchers contend these techniques are commonly associated with criminal records, perhaps making people reluctant to participate with the process. So, good news.
Good news.
Unless your name is Jonathan Dragon Breath Myers or Linda Peepee Smell.
Linda Peepee Smell. Linda Peepee Smell Johnson.
Didn't we already have this identification process in kindergarten?
Yeah, for real. You know those kids, the stinky kids. Dave Stovall says he was a stinky kid.
We already had this and it was horrible. Children everywhere.
This,
had zero self-esteem.
This is the best. This is the best.
These scientists were the stinky kids, and so now they're finding a way to develop a system that can verify everybody by their smell.
They're sitting around.
I'm not the only one that smells.
They're sitting around, it's like, gosh, we're never gonna get our microchip off the ground. Why not, Marty? Well, because everybody thinks it's the mark of the beast over in America.
It's true.
You got old Sage winning the Olympics, can't even understand what he's saying. But I bet if we tried to give him a microchip to interpret it, he'd be like, no, it's a mark of the beast. I'm not doing it. Are you a Christian? No, I've heard about it.
Yep.
Okay, well, you know what we ought to do? Wait, do you smell that? What? Oh, that was Brian. Oh, man, Brian's the worst. Gosh, does he ever take a bath? I don't know, Marty. I don't know if Brian ever takes baths. But you always know it's him.
Yep.
When he's coming through.
We all have
Wait
that.
A second, Marty. What did you just say? I said you always know it's Brian when he comes through. It's because he smells horrible. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows. I'm not trying to be a bully. I'm not cyberbullying. I'm just saying he smells bad. He never takes a bath. Brian, you've done it. Your stinky butt has allowed us to know where everyone is at all times. 85% of the time, it works every time. This is perfect. I feel like this is the way of the future, Steve-O.
It is, at least according to these researchers
in
Spain.
It smells like the way of the future.
Oh.
Speaking of the future, it's driving by us outside.
Nice!
There's a forklift riding around.
Oh, that's good. That's random.
It's okay.
Out the windows.
That's fine.
Yep, body odor, your new identification card. At least if Spanish researchers have their way.
Little did you know, you've been avoiding that mark of the beast so hard you don't even have a cell phone. But you've also been forgetting to take baths down in your nuclear fallout shelter.
It's true that everybody has a smell.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Definitely.
A lot of times, I can tell. This is going to sound terribly weird.
Let me hear it.
I can tell when Mitch has actually washed her hair.
Oh, no. Okay.
Because when I get in, my headphones smell like her hair.
Ugh.
Just, yeah.
Okay.
We have like certain headphones that we had to disinfect when the old man left because he bathed in cologne.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, two Whoa. Years later.
And then
like,
I'm.
Oh, these were yeah. Gentries.
I'm walking in and going, is it Aqua? Aqua Digio? Is that is that cool water? Somebody wearing cool water? Is this 1994 again? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Polo Sport?
Yes.
Is that Polo Sport? Is somebody trying to take somebody to the prom?
CK1.
Hey. I'm taking Tina out tonight. You are? Yeah. You smell that? It's Polo Sport. Dang, dude. Where are you going? Olive Garden.
Man, that's awesome.
You're definitely going to get a kiss tonight.
I know.
Endless pasta. Man.
Maybe that's why. That's why I'm not a cologne guy. Because in high school, I think I was. Because it's true. Every time it was like, date night, give me some of that Fahrenheit.
Axe body
Fahrenheit?
Spray.
Oh, gosh.
Axe body spray ruined cologne.
It did.
It ruined it. Because you had everybody's like, why would I buy that super expensive bottle of cologne over there that smells, it kind of smells good?
When I can wear this chocolate scented Axe body spray.
It's called Swagger.
It's $6.
This is all I need. This is what the rappers are talking about.
It smells like sweaty bacon wrapped in chocolate.
Who doesn't like that? I've never met a girl that doesn't like sweaty bacon wrapped in chocolate smell. Ever. Never met one. I've never asked them, but I've never met one. I don't have to ask. It just sounds awesome.
Oh, man. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Dude, it's so funny you're talking about cologne, old school cologne. What about Aspen and Gravity?
Oh.
Gravity.
Was Aspen the one with, like, the leaf on the front?
Leaf.
Yeah. And then Gravity had, like, the world on it or something. Like, it was just crazy. My cousin used to wear that, and it's, oh.
You know that the cologne is cheap if you can buy it at Walgreens.
True.
No, exactly. I actually seen a bottle of Aspen at Walmart.
You seen
and I'm
it?
Like, what the heck? They still sell that?
How did you seen that?
Of course they still sell it.
That's crazy.
For adolescents who don't know how to smell good.
Yeah.
Why
dude,
take a shower?
Just take
a
shower every day,
that?
Some good body wash, and some beef.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, you don't have to do that. You just got to not stink. That's what I do.
Nah, dude, you gotta take a shower and feed all the time.
Actually, I probably take more showers than anybody I know.
Yeah, you do.
Which is
you
crazy.
Do. Yeah.
It's because of the hair.
It must be. The funny thing is, the less showers you take, the less you wash your hair, the better it is for your body.
Right.
So you're supposed to do it like every other day or every third day.
You do it like twice a day.
Sometimes.
You do it in the morning and then it's like, I went to the gym. Shower.
It's all about effectiveness, though. When I take a shower in the morning, it wakes me up.
Yeah.
That's the reason I take a shower.
Yeah, I have to shower in the morning. I can't. My buddy does it the night before, and I'm like, dude, I have to take one in the morning.
Oh, and then you got a wet pillow, and your hair's like, poof.
See, like Dave.
You can't do it.
Dave always took, when we were on the road, Dave always took a shower at night.
No!
He always did.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a no-no. You got to wake up and freshen up, man.
Yeah, man. I'm with you.
All right, man. Love you guys.
Love you, too. Pool boy.
Pool boy.
Pool boy and Christmas.
I read a thing the other day that's funny that we're talking about this, and it was saying how now... it's better for people to focus less on cologne, but focus more on the deodorant. Like, you want to get a good smelling deodorant, and then because it hopefully will work together with your natural smell, and it'll just be you, and not spray so much cologne.
There you go. Body odor, your new identification card, and there's nothing new about it. We've been doing this since kindergarten. I ding people by their body smells.
Bing!
Facial recognition, fingerprints, iris scans, they're expensive.
Bing!
They're intrusive. And why do that when you can just smell somebody?
Bing.
Yep.
It's true. Some people do smell the same, though, and that is unfortunate.
It's a sad truth that right now you're listening and you're thinking about that kid that you knew that you identified by their breath,
and I got,
by their BO.
Yep. I got bad news for you. If you can't think of a kid,
you were the kid.
I'm sorry. Everybody else in your class is thinking about you right now. I'm sorry. Everybody from Moriarty High School is going, gosh, TJ. And TJ's like, I don't think we had, was it Mitch? No, she smelled fine. I don't think we had a stinky kid. Meanwhile, Mitch is like, good Lord, TJ. I remember we knew when TJ was there. TJ, be down the hall.
Oh, amazing. That's we got to take a quick break.
Yeah, that's how it goes. That's how it goes.
Coming up, more Monday. It's just like one of those mundane Mondays.
Mundane
Monday.
We're just
going to keep going with the humor and the fun.
Yeah, we got some fun stories coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about how Shia LaBeouf put a bag over his head.
Yeah.
Who was he copying this time? We don't know, but we'll find out.
That's right. It's on the way on T-Moss and Morning Party.
Oh, no.
Static.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
We are not plugged in right now.
You're 9 o'clock hour Mountain Standard Time.
Yep.
8 o'clock on the West Coast.
10 o'clock on the
East.
Central Coast?
Central Coast. Ah, yes.
And 11 on the East.
Hey, you could be in like the Gulf of Mexico. That's a coast.
Yeah. The Gulf of Mexico and the Gulf of Mexico.
We have an exciting opportunity for you.
People are excited about it.
For only 99, I'm just kidding.
99999.
It's not a pyramid scheme.
It's not.
Mind you. You just pay us and start slinging these vitamins for us.
It'll be great.
It's a win-win.
It's a win for everybody.
What we really have, courtesy of the Lobos, the UNM Lady Lobos taking on Boise State, this Wednesday, February 12th, at approximately 7 p.m. at the Pit. And we've got tickets.
Hey, hey, go!
If you would like to score a set of tickets to see the Lady Lobos take on Boise State, you got to give us a call right now.
Give us a call. We have a trivia question for you.
505-338-3700, the phone number. What we're going to do is we're going to play a little trivia.
You're going to love it.
If you can get our trivia question right, we'll hook you up. What do we got? Family four-pack. How's that? We got four tickets.
Family four-pack tickets. You're looking for a reason to do something with your family, and we're going to provide it.
There you go. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Are you a fan of the Lobos?
Fairly.
Are you available this Wednesday night to go enjoy a game?
Yes.
All right.
I have a trivia question for you.
All you got to do is get it right.
All you got to do. This is a
one-step
process.
All right.
Get it right.
Easy.
Ready?
Easy, easy.
This famous American landmark is 277 miles long.
The Grand Canyon?
You, sir, are correct.
Yes!
Wow, okay.
You nailed it.
Wow, that was easy.
Well, I guess if you think about it, it's like, wait a second, we don't have the Great Wall of China. That's somewhere else.
I didn't know the answer, so I was waiting for the right button. Because like, I'm like, I think that sounds right. I mean, that sounds like it.
277 miles long, the Grand Canyon. That is truly grand.
There you go. Hang out on the line for us, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
We got another trivia question and another
that
set
was
of tickets.
Fast.
That was fast.
Woo!
505-338-3700 is the phone number. We got four more tickets.
Four more tickets.
We're giving them away for this Wednesday night's game with the Lady Lobos taking on Boise State. 7 p.m. at the Pit if you'd like to go catch a good game. You still haven't been to the Pit.
Nope.
We need to go to a game here soon.
I'm never going to go.
Yes, you are.
I'm never going to go.
It's happening.
Nope.
Paul in Houston wanted to take a guess at that last trivia
question.
No, Paul. He was close.
Paul, you can't go to the Pit. You live in Houston.
He said Kanye West's ego?
Oh, no, that's not quite as long as Kanye West's ego. Little more grand than that.
Yeah, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
What up, dude?
Shane!
Shane, how are you guys doing?
Are you ready?
Complain.
Do you want to win some tickets?
I want to win anything.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Anything good. Yeah, right. I want to win some tickets.
I got it four-pack so you can take the whole fam to see the Lobos.
How cool would that be? Hey, so here's the thing. Doesn't it get, like, louder in there than any place else
on Earth?
It's pretty
crazy loud. It's pretty
loud.
What
I hear.
Yes. Vortex.
So is it, like, child endangerment to take my kid to a basketball game at the Pit?
No.
Jack and Luke love it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've never been, actually, so that would be really cool.
What?
All right,
here we go. Trivia question.
This is going to be a little complicated, so listen.
Okay.
Okay, I'm listening.
You have to sort these things by how many they are. From greatest to smallest.
Oof.
How many they are?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to give you some things, and there are more than one of them, and you're going to sort them by how many there are in each said thing.
Okay.
From greatest to smallest.
Okay. I'm ready.
Santa's reindeer, letters in the alphabet, days in a week, and colors on the American flag.
Wow.
Okay, one more time. Reindeer, alphabet.
Days in a week. Colors on the flag.
Largest to smallest.
Largest to smallest.
Oh, man.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to go alphabet first.
Yes.
What is it? Okay, so I got reindeer, I got alphabet, I got days in the week, and what was the other one?
Colors on the American flag.
You got this. We believe in you, Shane.
on the flag here. All right. So it goes alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
It goes reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
It goes
Shane.
Days in the week and colors on the flag.
Well, I'm sorry. You're going to be spending a lovely Wednesday night out with you, Cowboy! You won!
He's all, dude, Shane, tell me. But it's just a lot of information to consistently process.
I think that's, well, there's 8 reindeer, and there's 7 days in a week. So I would understand if people got them goofed
man,
up.
Man, see, and I thought there were like 12 reindeer. I assume there were like 12.
That's what I'm screaming, dude. Yeah, so man, like, you guys are awesome. Reindeer.
No, you're awesome.
Hang on the line, Shane.
Okay, guys.
All right, man.
Well, that
was easy.
We gave away a couple.
Yeah, we still have another pair of tickets to give away. We'll be doing that this morning, so keep it locked here.
Woo!
We're your source for Lady Lobo tickets. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
It's awesome.
So what?
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Hola!
Hola! Hola, ¿cómo estás? Así, así.
Bienvenidos del Timo Osimo.
Morning, Patico.
Yes. I feel like we should know those words in Spanish.
Belén!
Team?
Belén!
Is there a word for awesome in Spanish?
We should ask.
Morning me. Is,
mañana.
No, that's tomorrow.
Oh.
Morning.
Wait. Yeah. Well,
buenos.
Okay. Noche.
That's night.
Dias.
Buenos dias is day.
What is morning?
Right?
Man, no wonder they didn't ask
Party
us to be interpreters.
Fiesta.
They wanted us to be the interpreters at the,
Olympics.
At the Olympics, and we said no, and it's probably good that we did.
If you missed the story this morning, Sage Kostenberg.
Yeah.
He won the gold for slopestyle snowboarding.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the interpreters in Russia were having a really, really, really hard time.
They couldn't get anything he was saying.
Trying to interpret what he was saying because he said sick a lot. And to them, that meant diseased.
Yeah.
So,
sick,
bro.
Nah, bro. Yeah, bro. Nah, bro.
Having a really diseased time.
Bro,
I'm
going to
start.
Just,
let's make diseased the word.
Okay.
Instead of sick, we'll just say diseased. Dude, how you doing? Bro, I'm diseased, man. Totally diseased, bro. Oh, I saw this movie,
dude.
Bro. I was so diseased.
I feel like we're going to get in trouble.
Why?
Because then the diseases are going to get specific. It's like, dude, it went totally bubonic on me. It was nuts, dude. Like, super AIDS. And then people are going to get offended.
Right.
And it's going to be like, I'm sorry. You're going to have to pick old diseases that we don't have anymore.
Like
but
the
then,
swine, no.
Bubonic plague.
What was the old Spanish?
Dude, and then she came around and I was like, oh, she's so hot. And then she just went all H1N1 on me, bro. And I was out. See, what that means is at first you thought she was like super gorgeous. And then when she got close, you were like, ah, because she wasn't.
Wait, but
it
no,
was
but
a fleeting,
sick means a good thing. That's
maybe,
why they're having
okay,
trouble in the Olympics.
Maybe it
it's
got to
be awesome.
It was a fleeting gorgeousness.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I feel like we're just going to offend people with this.
Yeah.
We can try to make it work, but.
Oh, mañana is morning and tomorrow.
Oh.
Cool, man.
Hey,
it's
I got one right.
English isn't the only verbiage that totally destroys language.
Guys, I got Ooh. One right. I did good.
Yeah, you did.
Hometown boy does good. Mississippi.
We tried.
Hometown boy knows Spanish.
505-338-3700 is our phone number.
We have to give away one little more pack of tickets.
We do.
And I have a question. There are 7 million of these in the United States. Now, I'm gonna go ahead and say this because this is going to be tough. So we're going to have some Googlers out there.
Okay.
And if you Google, then that's on your heart, man. That's on your heart. That's between you and God. So, I'm just throwing it out there. 7 million of these in the U.S., this is the number for the day.
Number for the day, 7 million. If you can tell us what he's talking about, we've got some tickets to see the Lady Lobos take on Boise State.
Yep.
It's coming up this Wednesday, February 12th, 7 p.m. at the Pit. Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. Dude, the Olympics has given us so much fodder, so much material to go on.
Yep.
Did you hear what was it? A bobsledding dude? Is that who got stuck in the bathroom?
Oh gosh!
Is that who got stuck in the bathroom?
He's in the bathroom. I can't undo
snowboard lingo.
He was trying to do a 1620 Japan with the crail, holy crail with the cap, front slide flip. Jump, and he totally went in the wall.
Yeah, U.S. bobsledder. He got locked in the bathroom. Johnny Quinn. I guess he took a shower, and while he was taking a shower, the steam.
Wait,
science.
Quinn from Homeland?
Maybe.
Quinn from Homeland got stuck in a bathroom.
Johnny Quinn, bruh.
Johnny Quinn.
He is a member of the USA 2 four-man sled team. Trapped in the bathroom without a phone, no way to signal for help.
Dang.
The bathroom sealed shut. Science.
Vacuum seal.
And so, without a phone, no way to signal for help, instead of waiting for somebody to discover him in the bathroom, the former professional football player decided to do that.
Yeah, he made it out. He got out, y'all.
Jack Nicholson, The Shining on the door.
Oh, our boys, Buck and Dex, posted a picture.
Incredible.
That's crazy nuts, man.
Yeah.
But he busted through the door.
I mean, locked in a bathroom, that's like a horrible... Ugh. I guess that's what I would
do. Does anybody want to win these tickets or not?
Oh, right. 505-338-3700. I haven't even been looking at the phone lines.
Come on, people. Give me a call.
They could have been ringing.
I'll give you a helpful...
And then they got bored.
A tip. I'll give you a tip. Maybe you'll get it right, and then you'll win.
Okay.
If you've never won anything on the radio, I'm giving you a chance right now. You can brag to all your friends. Hey, I won something on the radio. What'd you win? Tickets to Lobos game. Did you go? No, it was a Wednesday.
505-338-3700. Number for the day, 7 million. There are 7 million of these in the United States?
Mm.
Right? US of A? 7 million? Yes.
Yes.
7 million of these in the United States of America. What is it? Static.
Hey, I was promised some style of a hint.
Some style of hint?
Some hint of some genre.
Let me ask you for a hint. Do you work at a place?
I was going to say people in the workforce use these every day.
Every single day. Maybe you need... No. Okay.
You're like trying to give too big of a hint.
This is a crazy...
These things can be a savior in time of need.
Yes.
Or they can also be one of the biggest frustrations in the world.
It's not a copy machine. It's not a copy machine. That's your hint.
Yeah, people in the
workforce. It's not a copy machine.
People in school?
Technically also a fax machine. No. So I'm going to say no to that.
They had these at my high school.
They're in high schools. They're in most public places where people gather.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be your saving grace.
There's one at our church.
Yep.
Yeah, there's one at our church.
They are everywhere.
Public place.
It's not a bathroom.
7 million of these in the United States.
Well, that is obnoxiously vague. I like it.
You're welcome. Look, do you really want to win this?
Come on.
Yes. Hold on. But I'm not gonna take a handout. I want to actually. I'm either gonna try and succeed or I'm gonna fail miserably.
Well, okay. Aren't you just an American?
Mer.
America. Oh, I'll give you another. No,
I'm
wait.
Gonna say...
Speaking of that, though, I want to give you one more hint.
No.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. There were pictures of these that came out of Sochi. And there was something very wrong with them.
Oh, I got you.
You get it?
I got
water fountains.
No.
No.
Oh, see? Right. What were you going to say before he gave you that very vague, stupid hint?
Yeah.
I really don't know.
Okay. Yeah. That's also wrong. All right. Thanks for the call.
You're on the right track, though.
Okay. Static.
I had a question, answer for the question.
Let's hear
okay.
It.
Okay, so it was 75 million of these. Or
7 million.
7 million.
7 million of these in the United States alone. You can do it.
Are they... Oh, dude, I just had an answer to it, and then now they got threw me off. Okay, so what was the other hint then?
No, those are your hints. They're work in the workforce, in schools,
in
public meeting places.
Yeah.
They can be a wonderful addition to your day, or it can be the biggest frustration in the world.
Yep.
Frustration?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And you had one in your high school, you said.
Oh yeah. And there were times where I was like, oh, I'm a savior, cause of him. Or there were other times where I was like, no! No! You give me that!
Give me that thing.
So, yep.
That's
all you're getting.
Is it a vending machine?
Is it a vending machine?
Is it a vending machine?
It's a vending machine!
Oh, word, dude.
You did it! You conquered the world!
Nicely done. Who's this?
Oh, this is Derek. Dude, I talked to you guys a while back about you actually helped me out so much with some advice. I was the dude that trains MMA and they're trying to be youth pastor and everything.
Yeah. Nice, dude. Well, guess what? We got tickets to the Lady Lobos this Wednesday night, Boise State. Can you go?
Yes, I'm going.
You better
go. I'm going to watch our Lady Lobos kill them, dude.
Yes, but not literally, figuratively. The Russian translators.
Not literally.
You don't want to kill anybody, man.
The Lady Lobos, they murdered. They
say
murdered.
Everyone is killer.
And you want to know what? Honestly, like, when you said high school, what really made me think is because, like, that's the only thing that's really frustrated me, dude. Like, every time I put a quarter in or something, I'm trying not to.
You're like, give me those Rolos!
I'm also trying to get my chips.
Yeah, and they get stuck, and you're like, shut up.
A water fountain.
I'm the guy that doesn't get the big hunk. What? Give me that big hunk.
I could see where a water fountain, our last caller said water fountain, where that might be frustrating because if you hit it and the water comes out tasting like a bag of pennies.
Or shoots you in the eye.
Yeah, then that's frustrating. But I'd say vending machines are way more frustrating.
Or you're third in line and all of a sudden, boom.
Yep.
Boom, and you're like, no! 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 The bell rang! That kid who is obviously dehydrated is taking all the water!
Jerk.
Hang on the line, man. Hang on the line.
Hang on.
Man!
Dang, dude.
Passion, it just comes out.
Passion.
It comes out. On the way, we got a gold shock from Noah Gunderson.
Yeah.
Right now, ladies from the digital age. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Good morning.
Hey.
Team Awesome Morning Party. And the party just got going.
It's here.
Woo!
Chrissy, get over here. You're like hiding in the corner. What are you doing?
Both of our wives just walked up in this room.
You gotta actually talk in the microphone.
The ladies have arrived.
The wives are here.
They're sick of us being jerks and stupid.
Yeah. So they're coming to steal us away.
I'm sorry I was stupid, Dawn.
Sorry. Are you really?
No.
I didn't think so.
How did you know?
Did you guys listen to the show this morning?
Some of it. As much as I could handle.
Yes. I listened to a lot of it.
Thank you, Dawn, for your support. My other wife is way more supportive than you, honey.
Who, Matt?
No, Dawn.
How did you know I'm a woman? Who told you this? Dawn?
God, this is going awry quickly.
Sorry,
no, it's okay.
One of these days, we're going to take the morning off, and you guys should just come do the show for us.
That sounds great.
That would be funny.
What are you guys going to do? Are you guys going to get the kids to school and pack their lunches?
You know what? Never mind. That sounds awful.
We're going to do woman things. We're going to go get our nails done. And
yeah, that's what me and Chrissy do every day.
Get new deodorant. We're going to clean.
I did clean this morning.
Hey, thanks. We're going to hang out with Panda. That's Chrissy's favorite thing to do, hang out with Panda.
She loves Panda.
She
loves me so
much.
She scratches me.
She does. At least she hasn't bitten you yet. I got a bite mark on my foot that hurts right now. It started turning green around it. I don't think I should worry about it. I'm okay. Strength, you know.
Wow. Sadly, we're coming to the end of the show.
Yeah, we got to go.
The end of this journey for the day. Teo, what'd you learn?
I learned that poor Russian interpreters are probably having a lot of issues with Americans because we put ironic spins on words that they have no idea what we mean.
Chrissy, I know you listened. What'd you learn?
I learned nothing.
Boom.
What? We're on the education band.
We've done our job.
Something.
No, we're living up to American standards.
Okay. Yes. Yes, you are. Yes.
Dawn, did you learn anything?
I learned that there are 7 million vending machines in the United States of America, and I thought it was toilets.
That would be good.
Because to me, I thought, here's something that can either save you or be the worst thing that could ever happen to you.
Because all the stalls are taken and you're like...
Yeah, or the...
Not in Sochi.
Or there's no doors on the stalls.
In Sochi, there's always an extra toilet right there beside you.
And I've seen pictures of Sochi with problems with the toilets.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Man, I learned today. What did I learn today? I learned that if you were that kid in elementary school,
TJ.
Good news, technology's come a long way, and not only were you identified in elementary school as Linda PP Johnson, but now, now your workplace will identify you that way as well. So
that's how they're going
to
know.
Maybe it'll lead to better hygiene in the workforce, because let's be honest, that's the hardest conversation to have at work,
is
to tell that dude, bro, go shower.
That could be revolutionary now that you think about it.
Yeah, it really could. Hopefully.
It could.
Hopefully that pans out, because that is a hard discussion to have.
It's going to be tough talking to Mitch about it, but we're going to do it.
Wait, Chrissy, you're a boss. How do you approach somebody with bad hygiene and politely tell them to shower or brush their teeth?
I wish I knew, because I'm trying to figure out how to do that with somebody.
Oh, no! Oh, man, we better go.
Gosh!
We better
Honesty.
Go.
Honesty.
Mom.
Wow. That's it for us. If you missed any part of the show, mystaticradio.com. Check out the podcast there. I promise it's worth it. We'll see you guys again mañana for Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.